the Public News Service DOA Newscast, November the 13th, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. First, in Georgia, where rural voters are honing in on issues that will shape the upcoming elections. That's according to a recent poll conducted by the Center for Rural Strategies and the Lake Research Partners firm. We get more in this Daily Yonder Georgia News Connection collaboration.
The survey included more than 500 residents in rural states and revealed that nearly 40% of them can be swayed by candidates' messaging and policy proposals. Regardless of party affiliation, it is apparent that many key topics resonate with rural communities across the board, according to Lake Research Partners President Celinda Lake.
They're very focused on things like wages and affordable housing. They're hit hard by rising costs. They're overwhelmingly supportive of taking on price gouging, creating manufacturing jobs, lowering prescription drug costs.
She says many people in rural America feel that the economy is not working for them and that their areas are being neglected when it comes to improving infrastructure such as broadband and creating jobs. Shantia Hudson reporting.
And after the New York Attorney General last week rested her $250 million civil fraud case against Donald Trump and top Trump Organization executives, lawyers for the former president will present the defense's case beginning today with new testimony from Trump's eldest son and co-defendant. Donald Trump Jr. faced questions from a state attorney general less than 2 weeks ago, distancing himself from the allegedly fraudulent financial statements at the center of the case and pinning responsibility on experts and accountants who worked with the Trump Organization. ABC News notes the judge in the case has already decided in a partial summary judgment that Trump used fraudulent documents to conduct business. He reiterated that finding that Trump committed fraud during an oral argument on Friday. And about 300 adults leaving foster care in California will now receive a monthly check to help them make ends meet. That's part of the state's first guaranteed income program.
Some 150 people in Ventura will receive $1,000 a month, and another 150 in San Francisco will receive $1,200 a month with no strings attached. State Senator Dave Cortese of San Jose, who wrote the bill to launch the program, says paternalistic programs that restrict the aid to cover only food or rent haven't worked in the past.
People in poverty need to be empowered, just like the rest of us, to make their own decisions. It really should be up to them to decide whether they need food, a warm coat, or rent. These aren't decisions that the state should be making. These are decisions that individuals should be making.
I'm Suzanne Potter.
Supporters hope to secure funding next year for a similar proposal. It would give a 5-month stipend to the 15,000 homeless kids who exit California high schools each year. This is Public News Service. It is described as the first such project in the upper Midwest. A Minnesota utility is retooling one of its power distribution systems to make room for battery storage.
Conexus Energy recently broke ground on the project at its substation in the Twin Cities suburb of Vandis Heights. It says the battery storage system being installed there will help during peak demands for electricity. The company's Christine Costello says going this route means they won't have to take on a larger expansion effort to keep supplying electricity to homes and businesses in that area.
Communities, as they develop and grow, you know, they want to see businesses and land use developments. And it's the way for us to add that additional energy and storage at our substations rather than acquiring additional land.
And that land could either be conserved or left open for other types of development. Conexus says they also won't have to incur major project costs, which helps on the affordability side for customers. I'm Mike Moen.
And a playground in Prince George's County was almost demolished in favor of a gas station, but a few dedicated citizens intervened. The details of this Washington Informer, Solutions Journalism, Maryland News Connection collaboration.
When residents in the Carroll Highlands neighborhood saw a zoning change notice last year for a 16-pump Royal Farms gas station to be built next to Park Lawn Park and the Sligo Creek Trail, a group of 11 organized to fight the project. A zoning exemption was needed because the county does not allow gas stations within 300 feet of playgrounds. Royal Farms had been in talks with the Maryland National Capital Park and Planning Commission, which had already agreed to remove the playground equipment before construction began. After a hearing, zoning zoning officials approved the exemption. Residents contacted the University of Maryland Environmental Law Clinic, where students gain hands-on experience providing pro bono legal help. Area resident Paul Rowe says the law students found that county zoning ordinances defined a playground as any area used for recreation and that it may have equipment such as slides or seesaws.
Playground equipment does not make a playground. The whole parkland is considered a playground.
Brett Pivato reporting.
And finally, from our Farah Siddiqui, the rise in deaths involving synthetic opioids or fentanyl have overdose prevention advocates looking for solutions all across the nation.
Missouri Governor Mike Parson recently signed a bill legalizing fentanyl test strips with hopes of lessening the death toll. Ritvik Kundai with the Missouri Institute of Health says these days it's hard to understand the trends, and fentanyl seems to be in everything.
Yeah, you think you're buying heroin, but you get fentanyl. Now it's shifted to finding traces of it in cocaine, in meth, in MDMA, you know, in other substances that are not.
This is Mike Clifford. Thank you for starting your week with Public News Service. Member and listener supported. Hear us on great radio stations, your favorite podcast platform, and find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.